Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday afternoon, we learn how to live well from somebody who has mastered it. And today's guest is no exception, I should say, because I'm chatting to Colette O'Hagan, who is soon going to be running her 1,000th marathon. Colette, how are you? Good afternoon.
Don't bother on me, Andrea. Lovely to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you again.
Because yeah, again.
I was trying to think back, is it 2 or 3 years ago?
It's possibly 3.
Yeah.
I think.
But
yeah,
you spoke to me here on the show as well. You might remind listeners, when did you start running?
I started running when I was in my early 40s, about 1990, actually, Dublin was my first marathon.
And did you ever do any kind of running before that, even as a hobby?
Oh, God, no. No, I actually hated it initially. When I went out training, with the hubby took me out first. Everybody kind of knows this story. And I was about 100, 200 yards down the road and I thought, oh, my God, this is so tough. I actually hate it. It took me a while now to actually get to like it, and in fairness. So anyone that starts off running and hates it, please keep at it, because it's one of those things that is hard initially to get the hang of, as I call it. But after, you know, if you keep going out constantly, you do get the hang of it.
Yeah. What made you keep going then?
Well, at that time, it was 1990, and the women's mini marathon was a big thing then.
Mm.
And it still is, obviously.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I joined a group of runners from Dundalk, where I live, the Joan Brady Joggers, and we started training for the mini marathon. And it's there that I actually took to running. I loved it. And when I actually did my first mini marathon, I got to the finish line and I thought, oh, God, I've more in me. I was kind of disappointed that I got to the finish line. And sometimes people actually are delighted to get to the finish line. So I turned around, I looked and I said to myself, there is no finish line. And that was my line to myself. So I talked to myself and I said, OK, let's start training for the Dublin City Marathon, which is the 26.2 mile. So in those days, there was no Garmins or, you know, ways of measuring your mileage or any training coaches really at that time. So I got a chart from the Irish Runner magazine, which was Frank Greeley, I think, is the editor of that. And I got the chart for the Dublin City Marathon, and it was a training programme. So I stuck that on my back door and I stuck to that religiously.
That's how
the marathon journey started.
Because you do have to, like, as silly as it might sound, you do have to learn to run.
You actually do, yeah. Because a lot of people say, oh, and the first thing that they find is their breathing. But that actually does come automatically after you've been maybe training for a couple, if you come from scratch, which I did. I was never running before that. I used to play a bit of badminton, and then I got a sort of a serious illness, which took me a long time to recover from. I was out in recovery from that. So maybe that's why I really struggled to really get the hang of this running thing. But anyone starting it, just stick with it. If you really, you will get to like it. And you don't necessarily have to be doing marathons like I am. You can do 5Ks and 10Ks. There's so much opportunities now. Like, they weren't there when
and
there was
totally
very
changed,
few opportunities for women. When I stood on that first start line in Dublin Marathon, I would say the majority, I'd say it was 10% was women at that time. And now look at it, the women are taking over, aren't they?
Yes, totally. So yes. Am I right? You ran your 990th marathon on Sunday.
In Monaghan, yeah. It was a lovely marathon. It was a trail marathon. And it's a bit different. We start on the road first and then going into the Rossmore Park, Forest Park in Monaghan. It was lovely and a great shack and round it. And people, because it's loops, people are passing you and having a chat and they're saying best of luck for your 1,000 and all that kind of stuff. It's a nice kind of an atmosphere in it.
So you're doing the 900th and 99?
So I'm doing my 999 in Galway on Saturday.
Wow.
And that's a lovely guy called Ray O'Connor is the race director for the Galway Bay Marathon. Absolutely lovely, but it's all along the Salt Hill Promenade. It's a fantastic marathon. Great crowd in it, great atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of lovely to be in it.
And then the 1,000th marathon,
yes,
that's Dublin.
Yeah, we've got big plans for that because...
What are you doing?
Well, sorry?
What are you going to do to market?
Oh, well, look, there's huge plans for it because I've got a sponsor from the Dundalk Credit Union, plus I'm running it for the Northlight Hospice in Dundalk and Failcon. Have you ever heard of Failcon?
Yeah.
The stillbirth and babies. So there's lots of plans. We're all going to paint Dublin pink because everybody knows my favourite colour is pink.
And
when I'm running, I'm always wearing pink, my plaits. So even the men, some of the men are going to dress up. They're going to have the pink t-shirt and
Brilliant.
They're going to wear the little clip-on plaits. So I'm going, that's great, because yeah. no one will really recognise me now when I'm in the, they're all going, oh, it's a woman with pink plaits or purple plaits, look out for her. But they're all going to have purple plaits, yeah, so yeah. it's going to be a bit confusing. It's going to be a bit of fun though. We want to make Dublin Marathon very enjoyable. My daughter Jacqueline's running it with me, and she said she's going to be my pacer, because I'm an awful habit. If I see someone, I just, oh, I go run up to them. I said, oh, well, how are you? What's the crack? And I'm there standing talking like I'm not in the middle yeah. of a marathon. She said, no, come on now, Mum, you have to keep moving.
Keep going, yeah. yeah. And do you have a time, like, you know, are you doing it for a certain time, Colette, this time for the 1,000,
well,
or is it just...
We're trying to stick with the 5.5 hour pace. Now, normally when I'm at the back of the pack anyway, so I'm not a really fast runner. I used to do under four. When I started running marathons, I was under 4 hours. And then that was on for a couple of years or whatever. And then as I progressed in my decades of age, you know, as you age, you do tend to slow down a bit. Do you know what I mean? So I'm a little bit slower now than when I was in my 40s.
Well, it hasn't altered your, you know,
It hasn't altered my enthusiasm. I absolutely love running. Yeah. I love it. I'm not the best runner in the world. I'm not the one with the nice flowing gait, you know, like where I'm kicking ass. I'm just a little plodder and I love it, yeah. you know. And I think running is for everyone. If they want to get out and have a good lifestyle and a healthy-ish lifestyle, take up a bit of running. As I said, you don't have to be doing marathons or doing mad things like I'm doing.
Get back at it.
You know, just get back at it.
It's a great achievement.
Yes, thank you, yeah, Andrew. Thank you.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lovely achievement. Yeah. A text from Mark. He says, I weighed 190 kilos in 2020. I started running and it changed my lifestyle, getting set for my now third Dublin City Marathon this year. I've also ran a 50K. I've never looked back. I ran in the dark. I was so big and self-conscious. I used the Couch to 5K app on my phone. I joined a Couch to 5K running group. If you start, never stop. It's amazing for your head, the heart and your soul.
I agree 100% in everything he said there. And well, even no matter what size you are,
yeah, everyone can do it.
You are, it's everybody free. Can do it. And I know people can be a bit conscious if they're a little bit overweight, but it doesn't matter. Once you're moving, that's all that matters.
Listen,
you know?
Best of luck.
Thank you
yeah,
so much.
Enjoy this Saturday in Galway.
Oh, I will. I'm looking forward to Galway
Dublin
because it's
well.
The
yeah.
number 999, which is a nice
one.
Number.
Yeah.
It's a nice number.
It's a huge
yeah.
achievement, yeah. Colette. We'll certainly be chatting to yeah. you again. Yeah. Colette O'Hagan, of course, running her 1,000th marathon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.